Well, it's not just you. Since the pandemic, driving has gotten more dangerous. Speeding is up, and people are more reckless behind the wheel. In Philadelphia, the trend has yielded an alarming uptick in fatal crashes, a fact that recently led state lawmakers to approve an expansion of an automated speed camera program. Will that decision save lives? WHYY's Aaron Mozell spoke to advocates and opponents.
LaTanya Bird is bundled in a long black coat on the side of Roosevelt Boulevard, a 12-lane road widely considered one of Philadelphia's most dangerous. Not far away, suspended above the busy street, sits a bank of beige speed cameras. They help ease Bird's pain. A decade ago, a drag racer struck and killed her niece and three of her grandnephews while they were crossing here.
I don't know exactly who lives we have saved, but I do know that those crashes have been reduced since those cameras went up.
The cameras were installed as part of a pilot program covering 10 intersections along the boulevard. Now they're permanent, thanks to legislation passed in Harrisburg just before the holidays. The bipartisan measure also enables Philadelphia to install speed cameras along 5 more corridors and 5 school zones. Bird is thrilled.
You don't understand how I feel when I see the news every day and someone dies from a crash. And most times, if they're speeding, it's just getting to be ridiculous. This bill was very needed.
The expansion comes as Philadelphia continues to experience what advocates consider a traffic safety crisis. City-held data shows that at least 40 people were killed in hit-and-runs in 2023. The majority of them were pedestrians. That's more than double the total recorded in 2019. Nicole Brunet is policy director for the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia. She says the city's traffic death rate is also outpacing places like New York and Chicago.
We are not the only city that saw a spike in traffic fatalities in 2020, but we have had a harder time reducing that number compared to other cities.
Traffic safety advocates don't see speed cameras as a cure-all for the problem, but they do consider them an effective way to deter drivers from traveling at dangerous speeds. The results from the pilot on Roosevelt Boulevard are a big reason why. Rich Laser is executive director of the Philadelphia Parking Authority, which operates the cameras.
There's 40 cameras and 10 locations on the boulevard, and the speeding violations, like I said, have dropped in that five-year span by 90%.
Marco Guarini leads Vision Zero Philadelphia, a citywide initiative aimed at eliminating all traffic-related deaths. He says that's helped save 36 lives on the boulevard.
It can feel a little abstract, but, you know, these are 36 people who are able to, you know, go home for the holidays because, you know, those speed cameras were there and they changed the crash trend that we were seeing on the boulevard.
But opponents say there are better, less punitive ways to save lives than installing speed cameras.
We're not in favor of ticketing in general as a means of improving traffic safety for the vast majority of people.
Jay Bieber heads the National Motorists Association, a member-based organization dedicated to, quote, protecting the rights of the motoring public. He says interventions like flashing beacon signs and speed feedback signs can be just as effective as speed cameras in reducing fatal crashes. He says unlike automated speeding tickets that arrive in the mail weeks later, the signs send a direct message to drivers in real time about their behavior, making it more likely it will change.
When people get a ticket in the mail weeks later, it's very hard for them to tie what they did at that particular moment to why they're getting a ticket. They may not even remember the road that they were driving on. They may not remember the conditions that they were driving on. So the next time they're on some other road, their behavior is not going to be affected.
In the coming months, the city will work with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation to select new corridors for the expanded speed camera program. The locations will be picked based on speed data and speed-related crashes involving vehicles or pedestrians, as well as engineering and traffic investigations. It could be another year or more before any cameras are installed. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.